We're doing Sefer Masiyot, and Rabbi Yoshua is in the process of proving his point to the king. This blind person has claimed he knows nothing about the loan. He never got the 1,000 dinar, and now he's being taken out to be hung, and he's not giving in, he's not conceding. On his way to be hung, they arranged for a person to come to him. And the guy tells him, you know, I heard your wife talking to so-and-so. And they were laughing. And she told him, you just wait. My blind husband will die. And I'll marry you. And together we'll enjoy these 1,000 dinar. You and I. When the blind man heard that, he called out and he said, take me down. I'll bring you the dinars. They took him down. He went and brought the dinars. And then Rabbi Yeshua said, you see, all this you did to me. And I gave it you the money with two righteous witnesses. What would you have done had I had no witnesses? Certainly you wouldn't have given me back the money. So he turned to the king and he said, you see, the person is an evil person. So when God created him with limitations so he won't be able to harm more people, you see that there was a godly thought behind it. And the king accepted this proof that even in this, whatever God does is just. So here we're stuck. Well, what does Rabbi Yeshua mean to tell us? So firstly, we have to remember the first thing Rabbi Yeshua said. He said that some people, it's because they're especially good, and God gave them this challenge so that they'll have more in the world to come. So that's that we have to remember. We're not allowed to look at a person who's been given a limitation and say, oh, must be because of the bad person he's going to be. Secondly, there's room to expand. Those who are curious, look it up in last time's series. We expanded on this last time we learned it. We went through Meiri and Sanhedrin, but today we're out of time, so if you're curious, you could look it up online. The first series, the whole book is online already.